So this week, I think it was this past week, might have been the weekend, and it was a local Toronto company, Dominion Voting Systems. You probably heard about this by now. Was the subject of some discussion and what qualified as debate in the United States over the arguments as to whether or not Donald Trump won or lost the election. And they were the subject of just outright lies and conspiracy theories to the point now where they have started to sue people, Rudy Giuliani among them, like $1.3 billion. They're suing him basically for slander. But as I was reading the story, I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of an interesting response. Difficult place to be. You're a company just kind of cruising along, minding your own business, and all of a sudden, you are now the subject of a conspiracy theory. And not just the subject of it, you're being attacked by it. So how do you respond to that? And I couldn't think of anybody better to ask than Bob Pickard. He's the principal of Signal Leadership Communications, joins us often to talk about these sorts of things. How are you this morning, Bob?
I'm very well, Dave. How are you?
I'm okay. But I thought, you know, this is one of those things that has now become increasingly problematic for corporations, for big, large, small companies, doesn't matter. And I think it's a whole new page in the playbook for communications. What kind of advice would you give Dominion on this kind of stuff?
It's a complex question. They have been hit with a tsunami of fake news, of demagoguery, of propaganda, which has been designed to destroy their image, not just for the sake of ruining Dominion's business, but to achieve very specific political outcomes, which we saw culminating on January the 6th when that mob stormed the Capitol. So they're a victim on the road toward the election outcome that polarity in American politics was seeking. And it really is, when you think about it, an outrage that this company is an innocent victim. It's just been run over by this. I think it's too late for Dominion to restore its reputation. And I think they know that, at least under the current name of the company. So that's why they're investing a lot of resources in a legal strategy to sue the perpetrators who have been the accomplices to the ruining of their image as an organization. And, you know, you're asking a very tough question because right now in the middle of a pandemic, trust is at a record low. Isolation has made us all more dependent on digital sources of information like social media. And all the evidence I've seen, David, suggests that people are far more likely to believe these theories when they feel anxious and powerless and unable to control their outcomes like they do right now.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think that there's a certain appetite, and it's almost human nature to kind of consume and devour some of this stuff. And we're not really very good at, we're not wired typically to say, so what do we know and how do we really know it? You know, what's behind this sort of thing? And we react in the moment. But given that, do you see a point where, you know, your advice to C-suite, your advice to the corporation is going to have to include a whole chapter on this? Because I can imagine this is going to be the way of the world moving forward.
It is the way of the world. Look what's happening right now with Wall Street Bets. Look what happens last summer with Black Lives Matter. Look what happens with the Me Too movement a few years ago. Online, on social media, there could be a social justice cause, or there could be a phenomena, or in this case, there could be a conspiracy where mass constituencies of people rally around a cause which may be focused on a target. And if you are the target wearing that bullseye, then you've got to figure out how to prepare. I think that in most cases, a company, when they're confronted with a conspiracy theory, to your earlier question, they need to be ready. They need to conduct what we call in the PR business crisis preparation. They need to simulate different kinds of scenarios where they're attacked and figure out in advance what it is that they would say or do if they're confronted with such an attack. You know, should the CEO be available for comment? Should the company issue a statement? Should they actually fight fire with fire and attack the perpetrator, the demagogic perpetrator of the smear against them? Or should they fight fire with water and provide facts and background information in response to some of the falsehoods being promulgated in public. That's a very important strategic decision for companies. But everybody, and it's not just companies, individuals could be the victims of this kind of fake news or conspiracy theory. So they have got to be ready. It could happen to you.
Yeah, well, that's cheery. Thanks. Now, you know, I was talking to some folks earlier this week on the other side of this coin in the COVID era, where there are products that are out there right now that are ostensibly trying to help mitigate the circumstances. And it could be a variety of products that are out there. But we kind of got into the weeds a little bit on the discussion, because at some point, you know, somebody was saying, well, this could be the greatest product ever, and it'll do this, that, and the other thing, and it, you know, really flying the flag that it was going to solve whatever big problem that COVID was presenting to them.
Right.
And I took it on the other side, and I said, you just want to be careful, because if you don't position this properly, that in fact, you're just going to put a rake right out in front of you, and you're going to step on it. It's going to whack you right between the eyes, because there are other people making similar claims that have been proven to be there's misinformation or whatever the case may be, but it doesn't work. It's been debunked. All of a sudden, even if you have the perfect pill, the perfect product, the perfect whatever, you are going to have to defend yourself based on what some other corporation has done and flown the fake news flag to try and get attention. So how do you position your new helpful product connected to COVID in this to make sure that you're not trying to defend a fight that is somebody else's?
I think what you need to do, if you have a legitimate product that addresses a real need, and assuming it really does work in solving whatever it is that you're claiming in public, I mean, you have to realize that there's an amplifier effect on social media today, where if you can address people's psychological needs, then you'll be able to sell well whatever it is you're trying to market. I would say that in a competitive context, you should be on alert at all times against those making false claims and those making exaggerated claims. I mean, when you think about it, you know, the vitamin supplement industry, they provide, in general, absent COVID, they provide benefits which, and you see this in every bottle, haven't been confirmed by the FDA in the United States. So a lot of the COVID products seem to be of a kind with that. So they don't harm anybody. Maybe they can't be demonstrated to solve the specific COVID symptom. Vitamin D comes to mind, for example. However, I think if you have a healthy product, you use the traditional methods of brand marketing and product communication. The other thing I would want to make a point of underlining here is that, you know, if you're going to be surrounded by conspiracy theories or competitors, you know, conspiracy entrepreneurs, let's call them, seize on the launch of your product to undermine confidence in it, then what you want to do is not debunk what they're saying. You want to pre-bunk it. You want to set the stage and create the communications context so that people will hear from you and not from them what it is they should know, so that they can make an informed decision as a buyer of a product that they sincerely want to get their hands on to help prevent some kind of COVID symptom.
Yeah, pre-bunk. I'm going to have to add that to my lexicon. That's a good one. Thanks, Bob. Good to talk to you.
Many thanks. You too, Dave. Have a good one.
All right, Bob Pickard. Yeah, he's, you know, kind of got that straight shooting view of how the C-suite is managing the comms. And in this COVID era, it's been a whole new challenge in some of them, particularly around conspiracy theories.